Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Marlon Sampson, and thanks for joining us today. I've got the pleasure of having Rudy Mistry from the TBTC in Perth joining us today. And Rudy, can you just tell us a little bit about the TBTC?
Yeah, thanks, Marlon. The TBTC, obviously, we started the TBC program when it was the TBC program about 10 years ago. We all recently went through reiteration of what the new Telstra Technology Centres look like, and we were lucky enough to pick one up here and in South Australia.
That's fantastic. Just with that said, obviously it was a bit of a weird time lately with COVID-19. Has COVID-19 affected your business in the way that it's been running?
I think it's affected every business, to be honest, Marlon. I mean, if you're looking at it recently, what we've had to do with throughout the whole COVID process, and we're no different to everyone else, to maintain the government regulations, we've had to have half our staff work from home on alternate days. And what that's done is it's put a bit of pressure on how we communicate with our staff and how our staff communicate with their clients.
And with that said, I mean, obviously you're an Ericsson LG partner with us. Has Ericsson LG helped with remote working?
For us, we've actually utilized a lot of the Ericsson LG functionality. The one that really stood out for us was the UCS app. We deploy the UCS app on everyone's mobile phone because, as you know, everyone's got a mobile phone, if not more than one. And basically, as they were working out of the office, even though calls were coming into the office, they were routing to their mobile phone and they were picking those up at home. And vice versa, when they were making those calls out to their client base, it routed out of the office here. So for the client, they had no idea where the calls were coming from. It wasn't coming from a personal mobile number. It was always displaying our office number.
That's fantastic. And do you think with that sort of thought pattern around COVID-19, can you see that UCS application being used for customers?
We've actually deployed a fair few. We were lucky enough to pick up a few sales through COVID-19 based on that functionality of UCS.
Right. Another sort of thing, I noticed a couple of your reps have started to sell a fair bit of Landcom routers for business continuity. Is that something you guys have embraced?
We have embraced a lot of Landcom. As you know, most people are working from home. So basically what they need is something secure. Landcom has provided that from the router perspective. And, you know, we've seen a massive uplift in regards to that, especially with remote workers.
That's unbelievable. The other thing I do like with you guys is that you engage the ARIA pre-sales team a fair bit to work with us, especially around Wi-Fi deployment. How's that worked for you guys?
Look, it's worked well. We do that for a number of reasons. One, we have been caught out before where we've tried to do that on our own, not knowing or not understanding the limitations or what it can and can't do. So now by engaging the team at ARIA and the capabilities that they've got in-house, they become an extension of our team, which also for two reasons. One, it provides more depth to our customer and shows that we have got that capability, even though we don't have it in-house here as part of ARIA as a partner. That seems to have worked. And therefore, we know also the solution we're deploying is going to work 100% because we've got the guys in the smarts that know what can and can't happen.
Thank you very much, Rudy. Guys, if you could please subscribe to the podcast. I look forward to seeing you on a few more shows, Rudy. And thanks very much for being a great partner.
No worries. Thanks, Marlon.